Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is The Good Life. Food, wine, and all the good things of life. Now, here's the host of The Good Life, Guy Bauer.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the program. I'm sitting here and fat, dumb, and happy. I'm always fat, dumb, and happy, but I didn't adjust my microphone. Max didn't, was no help. Welcome to The Good Life, Food, Wine, and Fun for Yours here on the KNSS Wine Studio. I'm glad you stopped by, as I am every week. This program will be exceptionally good. Joining me first is my friend Jean-Charles Boisset. He's mostly my friend because he's done such a magnificent job in Napa. Everything he touches gets better and turns to gold. But then I also like him because he married one of my other good friends, Gina Gallo. We're going to talk about 1881 Napa. If you got your handheld device handy, 1881napa.com to get a preview. We're going to talk about the wine of the week, JCB number 69, a beautiful sparkling rosé. But we're also going to talk later in the program to author and RVer Jenny Renee Edwards, who has a really cool book out called Bumping Down Highways. She's going to be in town next week and actually going to be on Cake in the morning next Saturday. We'll talk to her later on. Again, the wine of the week, though, is from Jean-Charles Boisset, JCB. Number 69, a beautiful bubbly. If you haven't had any of the JCB sparkling wines, you know you can get them at Jacob Liquor Exchange. That's where I shop. That's where you should shop. Quick sponsor note, Walzer Foundation, of course, continues to improve the local community. Their latest donation was to Exploration Place. Walzer takes 5% of pre-tax earnings to support local charities. And if you're looking for a high-quality vehicle, go to 13th and Greenwich and go to the Walzer Auto Campus. On the phone with me from beautiful Napa Valley, well, I hope that's where he is, and I hope he's at home with the wife and kids, is Jean-Charles Boisset. I could tell you some about him, but it wouldn't be good enough because his bio and history is incredible and long. But he has made such an impact in both Napa and Sonoma. JCB, welcome to The Good Life.
Thank you so much, Guy. I'm very honored to be with you today. What a day. What a week.
Are you home in Napa?
I'm home in Napa, and I'm standing exactly in the middle of Napa Valley in Oakville, you know, at the most historical house, the Oakville Grocery. So I'm very excited to be with you and to have checked your fabulous background as well, Guy. Congratulations.
Well, let's talk about this beautiful project that has recently opened this year. I think it was a brilliant use of that home that is sat north of the Oakville Grocery. Tell us a little about the history, how you got involved, and what made you do what you did at 1881 Napa.
Well, thank you so much. Yes, so I had the pleasure, you know, years ago when I was 12 years old, to come to the Oakville Grocery and to be really dazzled and enlightened by this amazing site that sits on Highway 29 and really at the juncture of, obviously, Stag's Leap and Rutherford and San Helena. So you're right in the middle. So I was really amazed at the time. And I remember seeing that Victorian home. So as we had the opportunity to buy the whole property, we said, what should we do in that historical Victorian home? You know, what really was so important to me was to bring back the history of Napa Valley together in one place for our guests in one destination next to that very famous historical store. They would have a snack or sandwich or buy great products. They could taste wine from every AVA of Napa Valley. So we decided to do a wine museum, a wine tasting room, and of course, a great place where you could sit and get a 360 on the beautiful Napa Valley that surrounds you. Wow. So it was really to bring back history and to bring history in the forefront of every guest coming to Napa, learning about Napa Valley and obviously having fabulous wines from Napa Valley too.
Well, the building has been in existence for a long time. I think the Napa Valley Register first mentions Oakville Grocery and the house, which by in that day, in the early days, mid-1800s, was one of the most luxurious homes in the valley. What was it, around 1875 or so that the house was built?
Well, you're very accurate. So two families came to live and build this house, which became really very iconic, because north of Napa, you didn't have any house from that Victorian era. So in 1874, they started to build the house. They finished it in 1877. They start the store, the Oakville Grocery, as a mercantile provision store where you could find literally everything from food all the way to equipment, your vineyards, to your mines. But let's never forget, across the way from Oakville Grocery, very famous Quicksilver mines as well, within the Mayacamas Mountain. So this family built the house in 1874, finished it in 77, lived there, and then built the store. So when you think about the Victorian era in architecture, you know, it really comes from the 1850s, 60s onwards. San Francisco, then obviously Marin County, and then a little bit Napa, but this one was one of the most iconic. So we really wanted to highlight that and really bring the lifestyle of the 19th century again, and all the artifacts that were used to tender your vineyards and to do everything from nursery vineyards to winemaking, all the way in the museum to things, Guy, you would enjoy, specific yourself, being in the radio and video world, a lot of the advertisement and packaging and messaging of 19th century, because we think sometimes that recently we just invented marketing, but marketing was very brilliant in the 19th century in Napa Valley already. So all that is in that house on two floors, and you can obviously walk around with a glass of wine from 1881 Napa and really enjoy wine and discover history, which I believe as a Frenchman here in the valley should be very highlighted, because America has a rich history and an amazing history, and America has achieved so much in a short period of time that everybody should know.
Well, that is certainly something, the short period of time, when you think how long in Burgundy, where you were born, and the family histories that go back multiple generations in the amount of time, and then Napa, California winemaking, you know, is pretty much since just before Prohibition and then afterwards, and really interesting. Well, look, let's take a quick break. Jean-Charles, we'll be back. My guest, Jean-Charles Boisset, we're talking about 1881 Napa. Go to 1881napa.com. Look at some of the pictures that were published in the newspaper and then about that era and see. And if you've ever been to the Oakville Grocery, it'll look familiar. You know, it's on Highway 29 right by the Oakville Crossing, current road names today. And, of course, you can go to goodlightguy.com, and there's links to all that. We'll be right back with JCB and more food, wine, and fun for your ears.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.